Welcome back. 3:49, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT. Andy Parks live from the Washington Times. I'm joined now by Susan Crabtree, Washington Times White House correspondent. Hello, Susan. How are you?
I'm doing great, Andy. How are you?
I'm doing just fine, especially now that I hear the Easter egg hunt will continue at the White House. That wasn't a victim of the sequester, right?
Well, no, it's interesting that they are canceling all these White House tours because they say the Secret Service is facing budget cuts with the sequester,
mm-hmm.
and they had to make certain choices and between furloughs and denying overtime and the White House tours, so they chose the White House tours. But then today we asked, well, what about the White House Easter egg roll? It's coming up. It's a huge event. The Secret Service needs to provide security and planning for 35,000 people to show up on the White House's South Lawn to protect them throughout the day. So is that a go? You know, that's April 1st, right around the corner. And Carney, the White House press person, said, yeah, actually, we are going ahead with that.
Okay. All right, so that's the breaking news. The breaking bread was last night. Obama dined with Republican senators amid the sequester gridlock. I saw your story on this. The president felt it was time to reach out, or did polling information tell him to reach out? Polling information involving his popularity numbers, his approval numbers.
Well, there's a strange coincidence there, right? The timing looks a little fishy. Today, John Boehner said he did a 180 in his strategy. He's been, you know, sort of at a standoff with Republicans, not even sitting down with them, not even calling them to negotiate on the sequester after the fiscal cliff talk. They said, you know, basically, I won the election. The American people sided with my version of events in terms of how to reduce the deficit, and they support higher taxes. So why then, you know, should I negotiate? So basically, his poll numbers in since the sequester, according to Gallup, a very well-respected polling company, as you know, they have taken a serious hit. His disapproval rating went from 40 to 46% over the weekend, and his approval ratings also have sunk. So a significant margin. They have been, they're now below 50, and they have been at or around 50% since October before the election.
Yeah. I have Reuters poll yesterday, and another poll came out behind the Gallup one, and it showed that his approval rating had dropped to about 43%. So, and we all know this is a White House that watches the numbers, and I mean really watches the numbers, and they're very protective of those approval ratings. So it makes sense that maybe this this PR campaign that's underway right now, is something that's motivated by those polls. Now, I also understand that Paul Ryan and Chris Van Hollen may have had lunch with the president today.
That is right. Those are the two top budget writers in the House, as you know. And Paul Ryan has a bit of a reputation, too, from the presidential campaign.
Mm-hmm.
But yet, you know, all of a sudden, he's the right person to come and have lunch with President Obama. Now, Jay Carney got a lot of questions today about that. And, you know, sort of what in the world has changed here, you know? Mm-hmm. And he was hit with a lot of questions earlier this week about the poll numbers. So the press basically is saying that's what's going on,
yeah.
But of course Carney won't admit that that's the reason. He just says it's time, the president felt like it's time, there wasn't a deadline right around the corner, it wasn't like a clock was ticking, is what he said today. You know, the some of the cable stations had the fiscal cliff clock where they were counting down day by day. And so he said without that, now that they failed to meet the deadline last week on Friday, so the sequester went into effect. So it really, I mean, the only deadline they're facing now is the continuing resolution, so funding the government itself, and that is March 27th.
Yeah. And, of course, the House passed their version of that yesterday, and now it's up to the Senate to, I'm sure the Senate's going to come back with a counteroffer, and it'll go to conference, and they'll end up working something out. At least we think they will. Any response from those attending the dinner last night? Did you have an opportunity to get any comment from John McCain or Lindsey Graham or Pat Toomey?
Oh, I was part of the White House press pool, so we go and we go accompany the president in the motorcade and try to get any information. I was having a hard time last night getting any any information out of the White House. So, and I was, we were in the motorcade, we were back in the vans, ready to be whisked off again without, like, even knowing who attended the dinner. We were in the Jefferson Hotel, but we were in a side room in the library, and they wouldn't say exactly where people were dining in Jefferson Hotel, whether it was this restaurant called Plume or whether it was in a private, you know, room or what. So we were getting very frustrated. But then, right as we were leaving, the senator started spilling out of the hotel in front of the hotel, and it was McCain and Richard Burr and Pat Toomey and Corker. And we, a reporter shouted at McCain, you know, how did the meeting go? And at first he was joking, and he said, terrible. And then he said, no, it went just fine. And then he flashed his thumbs up. But I actually had to yell out to Senator Tom Coburn after that when he came out, hey, how'd the meeting go? And he was really pretty laconic, and he said, you know, well, it was fine. And then I said, did you make any progress? And he said, we'll see. So he was a little bit less enthusiastic.
I gotcha.
But he's a big fiscal conservative, too, you know.
Sure.
Charge up there.
Sure. All right. Now, I understand that next week there's yet another planned get-together. Is it McConnell and the president? Is that what I heard?
Yes. Well, it's a private meeting one-on-one with McConnell that he announced yesterday, that the minority leader announced. And then he's also going up to each of the caucuses, both the Senate Republicans, the House Republicans, the Senate Democrats, the House Democrats. So he's going, basically, he's doing a little tour of Capitol Hill next week. We don't know exactly which date yet.
Wow.
But, and this is just kind of remarkable because he really has been built a reputation for not liking retail politics on Capitol Hill. He doesn't like the rubbing elbows with his former colleagues. He usually leaves that to his political team, you know, his, you know, his legislative team.
Yeah.
And he doesn't do it himself usually, but the... Jay Carney said, well, that's because in 2011, during the middle of the summer of the debt ceiling fights, he lost faith with John Boehner, basically, because Boehner said he wanted to do a grand bargain, and then he said, well, Cantor told Boehner not to do it and that to let the American public decide in the election. That was what he said today. So he said, and since then, he's been really kind of focused on the presidential election and a little bit, basically, is rebuffing, you know, the Republicans.
Yeah. Now, there's, so, there's something that wasn't lost on you, and I noticed in your story, while the president was having dinner last night, Organizing for America, the former Obama campaign group, was busy slamming Republicans.
Yeah. I mean, I thought that was a really interesting juxtaposition there. I mean, we're doing all this outreach and these peace offerings, you know, and then, but, you know, his Organizing for America has been a very controversial group. You know, now there was, the New York Times did a story about how they are giving access for money. You know, $500,000. You get if you get $500,000, you have a quarterly meeting with the president. You know, that's pretty unheard of in the Obama circles. He said he was going to eschew money in politics and really clean up the system. We haven't seen any changes. In fact, we've seen quite the opposite with his administration, with his campaign apparatus, the very same people, Jim Messina, his campaign manager, turning their group into, you know, just a, basically a group that accepts unlimited funds to support the president's agenda.
Yep. All right. Well, listen, thanks for the update on all of those things, and we will talk again. I'm assuming that you will be privy to any new dinners that will be organized over the coming weeks. So we'll talk again. Thanks, Susan. Appreciate it.
Great to be on. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Susan Crabtree, Washington Times White House correspondent. 3:58, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT.